everyone. Welcome to another episode of Read Aloud and Review. My name is Snigva.
And my name is Laura.
And today's story is titled The Paper Bag Princess by Robert Munch, illustrated by Michael Marchenko.
Elizabeth was a beautiful princess. She lived in a castle and had very expensive princess clothes. She was going to marry a prince named Ronald. Unfortunately, a dragon smashed her castle, burned all her clothes with her fiery breath, and carried off Prince Ronald. Elizabeth decided to chase the dragon and get Ronald back. She looked everywhere for something to wear, but the only thing she could find that was not burnt was a paper bag. So she put on the paper bag and followed the dragon. He was easy to follow because he left a trail of burnt horse and horse's bones. Finally, Elizabeth came to a cave with a large door that had a huge knocker on it. He took hold of the knocker and banged on the door. The dragon stuck his nose out of the door and said, "Well, a princess, I love you, princess, but I have already eaten a whole castle today. I'm very busy, dragon. Come back tomorrow." He slammed the door so fast, Elizabeth almost got her nose caught. Elizabeth grabbed the knocker and banged on the door again. The dragon stuck his nose out of the door and said, "Go away, I love tea, princess. I have already eaten the whole castle today. I am very busy, dragon. Come back tomorrow." "Wait," shouted Elizabeth. "Is it true that you are the smartest, fiercest dragon in the whole world?" "Yes," said the dragon. "Is it true," said Elizabeth, "that you can burn up 10 forests with your fiery breath?" "Oh, yes," said the dragon. He took a huge deep breath that you breathed out so much fire that you burnt up 50 forests. Elizabeth said, "Dragon, is it true that you can fly around in the world in just 10 seconds? "Why, yes," said the dragon. He jumped up and flew around the world in just 10 seconds. He was very tired when he got back. Elizabeth shouted, "Fantastic, do again." But first, he took another deep breath and blew up, and he made 100 forests go fiery up. Then he flew around the world in just 5 seconds. When he got back, he was too tired to talk, and he lay down and went straight to sleep. Elizabeth whispered, "Hey, dragon." The dragon didn't move at all. She lifted up the dragon's ear and put her head right inside it and said as loud as she could, "Hey, dragon!" The dragon was so tired, didn't even move. Elizabeth walked over to the dragon and opened the door to the cave. There was Prince Ronald. He looked at her and said, "Elizabeth, you are a mess. You smell like ashes. Your hair is all tangled. You are wearing a dirty old paper bag. Come back when you are dressed like a real princess." "Ronald," said Elizabeth, "your clothes are really pretty. Your hair is very neat. You look like a real prince, but you are a bum. They didn't get married after all."
Alrighty, so, Alora, what did you think of today's story?
I think it's a 5-star rating, 2 thumbs up, because she saved Ronald even though she didn't love him. And the moral story, I think, is you're not supposed to love someone about the way they look. You're supposed to love someone about their inside.
I hope you guys enjoyed the story as much as Alora did. And until next time, we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.